Welcome to your five for the day. Have you ever had a conversation about a topic with someone you know well and found yourselves talking about two different things, thinking you were on the same page? I had that experience a few days ago about guess what subject. You haven't guessed? Well, it was actually about five for the day. The friend in question doesn't enjoy the best of health, so doesn't get to church as often as she would like. She mentioned that often she is thankful for the Christian channels available on the media for her support and comfort. So naturally, I mentioned to her that she also has Five for the Day available to her on the radio and the telephone, thinking that that would be another daily help to her. Although she is well acquainted with the ministry of Five for the Day, for some reason the wires got crossed. She had in her mind Five for the Day as the campaign for healthy eating, whereby we the public have been encouraged over the last few years to eat fresh fruit and vegetables with a healthy variety of five different items for the day. Eventually we talked in a straight line and communication was established. But it gave me the idea for today's message. You see, there is much concern in the medical world that we look after our bodies. We are encouraged to eat healthily, regularly, and to take on board a beneficial diet. Obesity has become a concern at one end of the scale, whilst at the other end, anorexia is an increasing problem. But whatever is the concern, the needs of our body are big priorities to ensure healthy bodies. I ask the question, though, what about our souls? Have you a concern for the health and well-being of your soul? You see, no matter how healthy a body we may have, one day that body will die. But few seem concerned about the well-being of our soul, which is going to continue on out into eternity in one of two places. To get the body into good shape can take days, weeks, months, or even years, depending on the current state. To get my soul into shape in the first instance can take just seconds. If I realize my need of a Savior in the person of Jesus Christ, then all I need do is repent of my sins and cry out to him for his salvation. At that very same moment, my soul changes from being in the worst condition possible to the best condition conceivable. I become a saved soul, a saved person, a newborn babe in Christ. Once that life-changing, eternity-changing transaction has taken place, then I need to nourish and build up my soul's new condition. Just as I need three regular meals a day for my physical body, so I need to feed regularly on the Bible as the Word of God. This enables me to grow and maintain a healthy condition as far as my soul is concerned. Jesus himself said in this context that man shall not live by bread alone, that is physical food, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that is spiritual food, derived from reading my Bible. This is why, if you have recently, even today, become a Christian, or you have been a disciple for a long time, you need to be reading your Bible, feeding on the Word of God, regularly each day. Start the day with breakfast for your body. Start the day with time for your Bible. Think during the day on what you have read first thing. Then end the day with another period with this life-giving, nourishing book whereby your soul can be enriched. Thank you for listening, and be sure to be healthy in both realms.